You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. The City Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee, Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Kansas City organized a meeting with Press Circle on the occasion of celebrating the Glorious Party and the Lunar New Year 2025. In the meeting, city leaders informed representatives of press agencies about the city's socio-economic development situation in 2024 and orientation to 2025, in which they are quite impressive targets such as the city's gross domestic product or GDP increased by 7.12%. Total retail sales of goods and services were estimated at more than 136,600 billion Vietnam dong, up 5.32%. Export turnover reached $2,291, up 4.91%. Total revenue from tourism reached 6,226 billion Vietnam dong, up 15%. State budget revenue 12,558 billion Vietnam dong. Attracting foreign direct investment or FDI continued to increase, with many new projects being licensed, industrial parks and export processing zones strongly developed. On this occasion, the chairman of Kansas City People's Committee awarded certificates of merit to 11 collectives and 22 individuals with excellent achievements in propaganda for the city in the past year. This morning, the delegation led by Standing Deputy Secretary of the City Party Committee, also Chairman of the People's Council Phạm Văn Hiểu, visited and wished the command of Military Zone 9 a Happy New Year on the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025. Comrade Phạm Văn Hiểu, on behalf of the city's leaders, sent New Year's greetings to all officers, soldiers and families of Military Zone 9. At the same time, he expressed his deep gratitude for the efforts and dedication of the armed forces of the zone in maintaining security order and protecting the peaceful life of people in the past year. City leader emphasized the role and importance of the zone in ensuring the safety of activities to celebrate the Lunar New Year, hoping that the units would continue to promote a sense of responsibility, solidarity, and successfully complete tasks in the new year. Yesterday, Nam Country University, or DNC, solemnly celebrated its 12th founding anniversary. Over 12 years of construction and development, Nam Country University has made efforts to improve the conditions for training. In 2024, the university trained 43 full-time undergraduate majors, 6 master's majors, 1 doctoral major, and intermediate training, with more than 24,000 students and trainees. The university promotes the training of international students from India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, and Middle East countries. Up to now, more than 12,000 students have graduated, contributing to providing high-quality human resources for Kansas City and the Mekong Delta region. On this occasion, the university inaugurated the DNC Institute of Health Sciences. The project has an 11-story structure with more than 83 functional rooms and 15 large lecture halls for faculties in the health sector, with a total construction floor area of about 26,000 square meters. The total investment cost for construction and equipment is more than 750 billion Vietnam dong. This morning at Lu Phước Park, the Standing Committee of Kansas City Youth Union organized the Childhood Festival with the theme Spring of Love. Speaking at the opening, Deputy Secretary of Kansas City Youth Union Trần Việt Tuấn emphasized that the Childhood Festival in 2025 is not only a meaningful and useful playground for children on the occasion of spring, but also an opportunity to arouse the spirit of solidarity, love for the homeland, country, affirming that this is an opportunity for students to freely experience and promote their talents in a joyful and healthy space. The program took place excitingly, with many attractive activities such as lion dance, cultural performances, painting, beautiful calligraphy, exploring red art dresses, flash mob, musical performances and interesting booths. The festival not only brings joy but also helps students understand more about historical and cultural values and arouses the spirit of learning and practicing according to five things taught by Uncle Ho. Yesterday evening, Gia đình Việt Nam of Vietnamese Family Magazine in Canto City coordinated with donors and benefactors to organize the program Spring Cup Love 2025. This is the sixth year the program has been held. This year, the program continues the journey of bringing joy and hope to more than 300 orphans, disadvantaged, disabled children in Cần Thơ, Hậu Giang, and Vĩnh Long branches. Not only bringing a joyful and warm atmosphere, the organizing committee the program also gave them third gifts and many food scholarships. In particular, the students also enjoyed the buffet and unique fashion and cultural performances. And that's all for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.